The latest quarterly hiring survey by Milwaukee-based Manpower Incorporated shows 25% of Wisconsin employers plan to add jobs, 10% expect job cuts, and 65% forecast no change or don't know. The positive numbers for Wisconsin are a bit below the national figures. Manpower Chairman and CEO Jeff Jarrus says that may be because Wisconsin has already had sizable job growth over the last year.
As companies in Wisconsin had geared up more in the last few quarters, there is a time when you have to digest and companies reflect on demand for their products and services. So this isn't bad for the state of Wisconsin. It is steady growth. It's just not as accelerating as it has been in the past.
Jarrus says higher than average health care costs in part of Wisconsin may also be a limiting factor.
It doesn't show up in the survey, but we experience a lot of that, and we hear a lot of it from our customers. And it all fits into how measured the companies must be, because the cost of health care is still going up. And in some ways, we've celebrated the national average only being 11% increase this year. It's still a tremendous load on employers, and they are not going to take on people either for health care costs or because they want to continue to look at the productivity inside their organization until they absolutely need to.
Wisconsin employers in education and public administration plan to reduce staffing levels over the next few months. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.